I'd like to ask Alderman Harney to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mr. President, I will try my best to remember all the correct words.
Okay, Christina.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everybody. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Monday, February 7th. Just like to remind my colleagues that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. It's nice to see everyone here, and especially nice to see one of our dear colleagues back tonight at his desk, Alderman Salvucci. Alderman Salvucci, would you like to address your colleagues for a moment?
I'd like that very much, Mr. President. Thank you. I want to thank you all for your cards and telephone calls and flowers and the whole nine yards. You're a great group. You're a good bunch of people, and I appreciate it all. Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you back, Sal. Good to see you.
No longer than last.
Before we do get going this evening, I would like to ask my colleagues to rise for a moment of silence. This is for Blair Canbar, who is the former Chief Procurement Officer for the City of Newton, who passed away on January 22, 2011, at the age of 66. For 23 years, Blair served as Newton's Chief Procurement Officer. He will be remembered for his positive attitude and cheerful smile. He was a man that left you with a can-do attitude that said, never give up. He is survived by his wife, Brenda, of 46 years, and their children. I'd like for a moment of silence for Blair Canbar. Thank you. I'd like to point my colleagues, there is a letter on their desks from Jen Malinsky. This is partly will go towards the presentation that we'll have later this evening on the FAR item, but these, there were some letters in the newspaper and some subsequent emails that we had gotten, and this attempted to address some of the concerns that was in the paper. So this is the letter from Jen Malinsky. It's on our desks. And also, during the month of February, the staff, David, does everybody have this on their desk? Okay. The staff of the clerk's office is participating in the Boston Cares Tummy to Toes Drive to help collect baby food and toddler shoes to benefit children living in poverty. The office, this is our clerk's office, is accepting donations of baby food, baby formula, and 100% juice, please no glass containers, as well as new shoes, sneakers, and boots up to toddler size 12. All donations will benefit Room to Grow and the Greater Boston Food Bank. It could be dropped off in the clerk's office throughout the month of February, and there is a handout on everyone's desk with regard to that. Okay, I don't have any other items for announcement at this time. At the end of first call, I will recognize my colleague Alderman Linsky and Alderman Baker for a couple of brief announcements, and then we are going to recognize another special guest, our chief that we have here tonight. At this time, I will acknowledge our chair of the Land Use Committee for our first call, start of first call of reports, Alderman Hesmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Land Use Committee begins on page 17 of the report's docket this evening, starting with docket item number 300-10, 1479 Washington Street, LLC, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming use and structure to expand an existing funeral home use, construct a retaining wall greater than 4 feet in the side and rear setback, and to locate a parking stall in the front setback and closer than 5 5 feet to the street at 1479 Washington Street, Ward 3 West Newton. By way of explanation, there were two items that were voted out of committee here. Initially, the petitioner had sought a parking waiver for 38 parking stalls. However, after a reanalysis by the commissioner of ISD, it was determined that no parking stall waivers were required for this special permit, so the petitioner withdrew their request for a special permit, and the committee approved the withdrawal of that waiver for 38 parking stalls by a vote without prejudice, by a vote of 4-0, and approved the item by a vote of 4-0 with 4 absent. Next item is docket item number 268-02 parens 2, Daniel Haverty, Kenmore Realty Corporation, petition for a special permit site plan approval for a restaurant having over 50 seats, an increase from 48 to 76 seats, and to waive the additional number of parking spaces, 3, required for a restaurant located at 1349 Washington Street, Ward 3, that's the Cherry Tree Restaurant. That was also approved by a vote of 4-0. And that is the report of the Land Use Committee tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No public hearings to assign.
Just to remind members of the committee and other aldermen and members of the public that there is a public hearing on 3 special permits scheduled for next Tuesday night, the
15th.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the Zoning and Planning Committee, chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Zoning and Planning Committee report begins on page 18. Docket item 19-11, Ronald C. Lipoff of 10 Hammond Pond Parkway, number 101, Chestnut Hill, appointed as a member of the Economic Development Commission for a term of office to expire December 31, 2013. This was approved 6-0. Docket item 20-11, Joyce Moss, 229 Franklin Street, Newton, appointed to the Economic Development Commission for a term to expire December 13, 2013. This was approved 7-0. Docket item 21-11, Darrell Settles of 52 Hood Street, Newton, appointed to the Economic Development Commission for a term of office to expire December 31, 2013, and this was approved 7-0. Going on to page 19, docket item 235-10, Alderman Baker and Yates on behalf of the Newton Historical Commission requesting updates to section 22-50, demolition of historically significant buildings or structures to minimize inconveniences to homeowners proposing modest changes and to enhance protections for historic structures proposed for demolition with specific amendments designed to, A, reduce the number of applications filed and allow smaller projects to occur without review. B, establish a minimum period of delay for full demolition if the structure is found to be preferably preserved. And C, extend the existing period of delay, as has occurred in other communities, for structures proposed for full demolition if the structure is found to be preferably preserved. The committee broke out A from B and C, and so docket item 235-10 parens A was approved 7-0, and B and C were held, and that's the end of the report because the other item's on second call.
Madam Chair, can you just report out the referral at the top of page 18?
The referral, oh, sure. 26-11, His Honor the Mayor submitting in accordance with Section 7-2 of the City Charter an amendment to the 2007 Newton Comprehensive Plan to include a mixed-use centers element, and this was referred to the Planning and Development Board and is to be reported back to Zoning and Planning by April 1st, 2011. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the Programs and Services Committee, chaired by Alderman Sangiolo.
Excuse me, one second.
Alderman Lappin.
I just wanted to, on the vote of 19-11, I did vote to approve, so that was, it says I didn't vote.
Okay. She started, and then she figured she could, remember, and then committee, okay. So that'll be 7-0, correct? Thank you. Sorry about that. Alderman Santiago, Programs and Services.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 19. The only item to report out is item number 357-10, parens 2, Alderman Yates proposing a change in the proposed rule to eliminate the Committee on Community Preservation. Community preservation items relating to housing and recreation shall be referred to the Programs and Services Committee. Items relating to historic preservation and open space shall be referred to the Zoning and Planning Committee. All items shall then be referred to the Finance Committee. That was referred to the Rules Committee, the Rules Subcommittee by a vote of 7-0. All other items were held. The only thing I'd like to remind board members is that on this Wednesday evening, we'll receive public comments on a proposed change to the noise ordinance, and we will also be discussing fees for off-leash dog areas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, we have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. 30-11 is on to the mayor requesting $150,000 to be transferred from budget reserve to police department overtime. That was approved 6-0. 11-10, Alderman Albright requesting a discussion relative to providing parking during a snow emergency for residents who live in housing without on-site parking. That was voted no action necessary 6-0. This was taken up by the mayor's office, and they have an agreement that they're working on right now with the Crown Plaza in Newton Corner to assist with these folks that don't have driveways during the snow emergencies. And that concludes the report.
Thank you, Alderman Ciccone. I also appreciate you standing, giving your report, seeing that you had surgery on Tuesday, and I hope that you're feeling better.
Thank you very much.
Next, we have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Alderman Schnipper.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 21. 31-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $2,065,000 from free cash to the Department of Public Works snow and ice removal account. That was approved 6-0. If you will follow then to page 23. The last item, 107-10, Alderman Yates, Lappin, Friedman, Fishman, and Hesmahan, requesting an update on the Newton South High School athletic field drainage project, was voted no action necessary. That concludes the report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, we have the Finance Committee chaired by Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The finance report begins at the bottom of page 21. The first item is 27-11, which is the reappointment of James E. Shaughnessy to the Newton Board of Assessors for a term to expire February 1st, 2014. This item was approved by a vote of 5-0. Next item is 28-11, is honor the mayor requesting $12,750 to be transferred from the FY 2011 budget reserve to the fire department for the purpose of purchasing two sets of airbags, one set each for ladder 3 and tower 2. This item was approved by a vote of 7-0. Next item, 29-11, is honor the mayor requesting a transfer of funds to purchase a new copier for the purchasing department. This was a transfer of $5,000, which was approved by a vote of 7-0. Docket item 30-11 is on the mayor requesting that $150,000 be transferred from budget reserve to police department overtime. This was approved by a vote of 6-0. And 31-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $2,065,000 from free cash to the Department of Public Works snow and ice removal account. This item was approved by a vote of 8-0. And with that, I would move the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, we have the Real Property Reuse Committee chaired by Alderman Danberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Thank you. Next, we have the Post Audit and Oversight Committee chaired by Alderman Swiston.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report is on page 23. Item 107-10, Alderman Yates, Lappin, Friedman, Fishman, and Hessman, requesting an update on the Newton South High School Athletic Field Drainage Project, and it was voted no action necessary, 4-0.
Thank you very much. Last, we have the Committee on Community Preservation, chaired by Alderman Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Thank you. We have no other reports to report out on first call. I would like to take a minute to first recognize Alderman Baker and then Alderman Linsky.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to update members of the board and the public that the site that you saw two meetings ago, the Alderman at Work site on the web, which contains the episodes that you all participated in, should be live by the end of the week, and I'll send a memo out to all of you about exactly how to link in. So I want to thank you again and thank the staff of New TV for helping put all of this together.
Thank you, Alderman Baker. Alderman Linsky?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I wanted members to know that due to some snow instances, we had to put over the Long Range Planning Committee meeting, and it's now rescheduled for tomorrow evening, the 8th, and it will be held jointly with the Economic Development Commission meeting that will begin at 7:30 in room 209. There is the joint agenda that you'll find in your packets with all the backup information to the docket items for Long Range Planning, being the report on the economic development self-assessment tool, as well as the business improvement districts. And if I can, Mr. President, if I can ask the board for one personal privilege, I wanted to note the passing of my father-in-law, Marcel Van Pay, who graced this chamber a number of years ago for my first swearing-in.
Our condolences to you and your family, Alderman Linsky. Alderman Albright, did you want to make a comment?
Yes, I just wanted to say that I've been working with our clerk, Mr. Olson, about reorganizing the Friday packet page and to make it more user-friendly so that perhaps over time more of us can go digital as opposed to paper. And I would love for you to have a look at the way it's organized now and please make comments on it. And more to the point, you know, have a look and see if you couldn't use it this way. So please do have a look at it and get back to Mr. Olson or myself.
Thank you, Alderman Albright. Before I do the ask the clerk to call the roll, a couple of items. One, I'd like to have a suspension of the rules. We did receive a late file docket item on page 26. This is 43-11. So on page 26 of the docket, it's a late filed item that will be referred to Public Facilities and Finance. So if I could get a suspension of the rule to accept that to the referral docket. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The item will be part of our referral docket. And before we, what I'll do is I would like to acknowledge Chief LaCroix, who is here. So I'd like to, again, have a suspension of the rules. I'd like to invite the chief inside the rail to come up and join us, if we could. So is there a motion to suspend the rules? Made and seconded. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I'd like to call upon Chief LaCroix, who has been the fire chief here in the city for a number of years, but has been on the fire department, I believe, since 1972. Is that right, Chief?
Right.
1972, who is now retiring, and he had a retirement party on Friday that was during the day. It's a little difficult for a lot of us to make, so we wanted to have you make a special trip all the way down here tonight so that we could take a couple minutes to thank you for your service to the city, and we wanted to acknowledge you in front of the public. We have a small aldermanic commendation that I would like to read. This is the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, City of Newton, February 7th, 2011. This is an aldermanic commendation to Chief Joseph LaCroix on the occasion of his retirement from the City of Newton. The Board of Aldermen, on behalf of the citizens of Newton, hereby extends its appreciation to Chief Joseph LaCroix on his retirement from the Newton Fire Department of after 40 years of distinguished service to the Newton community. And this has been given by me on behalf of the entire Board of Aldermen, Scott Lennon, President Alderman from Ward 1. I'd like to thank you, Chief, for all the time, energy, and effort, and everything that you've put into the City of Newton over the last 40 years. It's been great working with you, and I'm hoping for a nice round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, as I said Friday with my staff and just like firefighting, it's a team concept. Everybody pulls and we win the battle. Since 1989, when I was appointed captain of the Fire Prevention Division, that's when I started interacting with the board on a variety of issues and all the way up until present time. I can't thank you enough for your support. The fire department has come a long way. We still have a lot to be done, but we've come quite a ways in the last 8 years. And I'd just like to thank you all. I knew when I came here, when I come before you, that I would have your support. And again, just thank you.
Chief, if you want to hold on for 1 minute, we're going to quickly do our roll call, and then the board will be in a brief 2 minute recess, so folks could say thank you to Chief McCroy, and we'll get set up for our next order of business on second call. So at this time, I'll ask the clerk to please call the roll, and then we'll go into a 2 minute recess.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Tony.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Friedman. Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo. Alderman
aye.
Aye.
Griffin.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
Alderman Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent.
All items on first call carry. We will be in a brief 2 minute recess, and we'll come back right after we have a chance to say thank you to Chief McCroy. Okay, I'd like to ask my colleagues to please take their seats. Seats.
Sorry, did it sound like that?
We have one item on... One item, very well-publicized item on second call tonight. For the purposes of, we will be postponing the FAR item until our next meeting so that we could have the presentation tonight from the planning department. But in order to formally do this, I'm going to recognize... Colleagues, could I have everyone please take their seats? The sooner we get going, the sooner we could have the presentation and get tonight all situated. At this time, I'm going to recognize the Chair of the Zoning and Planning Committee, Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The docket item appears on page 18 of the report's docket. 142-09-6, Interim Director of Planning and Development requesting to amend Chapter 30-15U in Table 1 regarding floor area ratio to institute a new method of calculating maximum FAR for single and two-family structures in residential districts based on a sliding scale tied to lot size and zoning district. To amend 30-1 definitions of gross floor area and floor area ratio to include additional building features, accessory structures, and mass below first story. To amend 30-1 to add definitions of carport, porch, enclosed porch, and mass below first story. To delete the reference to 30-15 Table 1 contained in 30-21C and replace it with a reference to 30-15U to determine a date between 6 and 12 months from date of passage that the above amendments will become effective, and to extend the expiration dates of 30-15U paragraphs 1, 2, and 3 so they remain in effect until such date that the above amendments become effective. And this was approved 6 in favor, 1 opposed, Alderman Lappin, and 1 abstention, Alderman Sangiolo. So before we invite Sherilyn, I wanted to do a couple of things.
As I mentioned in the weekly this week, folks, the draft ordinance that was in your packet was broken into both A and B, as what's laid out in the actual docket item. With that understanding and knowing that we were hoping to take a vote on the FAR item at our next full board meeting. So what we had discussed tonight, in order to give board members a little bit of clarity that the Zoning and Planning Committee has been talking about for 9 months, we figured we would have our planning department here tonight, Candace Havens and Jen Malinsky, to do a presentation for the board. It is not a public hearing. It is a public meeting. It's actually just a presentation, because we will adjourn the board meeting and have them come in and give the presentation to us. It's informational for the board. As we had also said, there are a number of documents online that we have tried to get to you, pointed you towards, and a number of printed materials as well. But I think what I would ask the chair of the Zoning and Planning Committee to do tonight is to make a motion to postpone A, and what we had discussed was taking the vote on B, which is the extension of time to extend it from February to October.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I would like to move, so if you look on, there are no page numbers, but it is on page 1, is where A begins of the, this is of the ordinance itself.
Draft ordinance.
Draft
that was
ordinance, date and time stamped January 28th, 2011 at 3 in the afternoon. So we're going, I'd like to make a motion to move hold on A.
You're actually making a motion to postpone to a date certain.
To a date certain, just as you said, on February 22nd, which is a Tuesday, because City Hall is closed on a Monday.
So we have a motion to postpone to a date certain Section A of 14209 paren 6. There's a motion made and seconded. Is there a second? Is there any discussion on the motion to postpone? Seeing none, I believe the clerk said we can do this on a voice vote. Right, Mr. Clerk? All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The item has been postponed to our next full board meeting, Tuesday, February 22nd.
So do you want me to do B now, or do we want to wait
please.
Till after? Okay. So this would be B, which is on the physical last page. So again, there are no page numbers. And it is to, in subsection 30-15U, as most recently amended by ordinance Z-72, excuse me, delete in the last sentence of the paragraph numbers 1, 2, and 3 the words February 28, 2011, and substitute in place thereof the words October 15, 2011. And that would extend any the changes, the bonus and so forth, if we do not pass this on the 22nd.
Okay. So item B is before us. Is there anyone that would like to speak on...
I just had made a motion. I didn't hear anybody second.
Second it. Okay. Is there anyone that would like to speak on 14209's parens 6 subsection B? Is there anyone that would like to speak on that item? Seeing none, I do have to do a roll call for this. This is still an amendment of the ordinance, as we've done a number of times. Seeing no other discussion, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on section B.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman. Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Wright.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo. Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with 1 absent.
Okay, the item carries. Alderman Johnson.
Yes, before we invite Jen in, I would like to just say a couple of words about the item.
We're going to actually adjourn the meeting, so we're not going to actually invite them in.
Okay.
We're not
so you want me to wait?
No, you can speak now.
Okay.
That's fine.
President Lennon said, we have been discussing this for 9 months. The first memo that came from the planning department was dated May 20th. However, there was a group of people that worked on it for 18 months prior to it getting to us. And I just want to take, so it gets read into the record here for the Board of Aldermen. Some of them are here this evening. Kay Alexander, Henry Finch, Thomas Graytek, Truss LaFleche, Peter Sachs, Alan Schlesinger, and Chris Hsu. And they really dedicated their time and talent to draft a proposal that came to the Zoning and Planning Committee in May. And Jen Malinsky has been absolutely instrumental in the work by the working group in coordinating that with them and really helping the Zoning and Planning Committee to really understand and tweak and make it something that we believe that with a vote of 6 in favor is a good addition to our zoning ordinances. So I'm really pleased of the work that Jen's done and I've enjoyed working with her. I'm so glad she came back. But I also don't want to lose sight of the work of the Zoning and Planning Committee. And we have, you know, Zoning and Planning for several years now has had some of the new members. And, you know, it's bad enough or hard enough to be new to the Board of Aldermen, but then to be new to Zoning and Planning. And credit to every single member of the committee who really worked diligently to read the materials and really think about it, ask thoughtful questions. And so I really, you know, this is not a simple topic. And it's taken a lot of time and effort, and I want to compliment each and every one of them and thank you. So that was about all that I wanted to share, President Lennon.
Thank you, Alderman Johnson, and I second everything that you mentioned about the committee and the work they've done, and we're hoping that Jen can elaborate on 9 months' worth of work in about 45 minutes or so. Would that be all right? Okay. Are there any other items before the board this evening? Okay. Seeing none, I'm going to ask Alderman Harney to call for an adjournment of the meeting, and then I'm encouraging board members to stay and hear the presentation about this FAR item, and encourage over the course of the next couple of weeks questions either through Jen or through Alderman Johnson or through me and our clerk's office so we can get information to you. I understand some of you may be hearing about this for the first time, and we do anticipate taking a vote on February 22nd. So I'll recognize Alderman Harney at this time. Move for adjournment. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Our meeting is adjourned.